Okay, good evening everyone again, and welcome to the first of several monthly VPPR conference calls. I'm Calvin Gibbs. I am the current public relations manager for District 30, and the objective to these calls is to help you have another resource to get your club more visibility, to give you some ideas about how to structure and form public relation campaigns, and basically just to answer any questions you may have about being a VP of PR. A little bit about me. I have been a Toastmaster since April 2013. A few months after I joined, I was asked if I would run for VP of membership of my club, and not knowing which way was up really with Toastmasters, I did run and I did win. So 2 months into my Toastmasters journey, I became a VP of PR. I'm sorry, VP of membership. Since then, I have been VP of education twice. I've been president of my club twice. I have been an area director. They're now called area governor. I mean, I was an area governor. Now they're area directors. And year before last, I was the West Division director for the all the clubs in the West Division of District 30. And this year, of course, I am public relations manager. One thing that I've learned about being a leader in the club and being a leader in the district, and this was something that was told to me by a founder of my club. When she found out that I was going to be an area director, she told me, when I finish my year as an area director, if I do it the right way, I would have a totally different outlook on leadership. Now, I had taken leadership classes through my church, and I believe I even took some in school, but she was totally, totally correct. After my year was up as an area director, I had grown as a leader, and I had grown as a person as well. My goal now in Toastmasters, that I am a DTM, is to help anybody, everybody that I can. And that's one reason why I am the public relations manager right now, to help the clubs, to help our district, to help our members, and, of course, to help those that are VPPRs. So today's segment is going to be on, well, it's entitled, Okay, I'm Elected, Now What? And some of you may be thinking about that. You've been elected. Most of you should have been trained by now. And the training is really just an overview of what you need to do. It's time now to get into the nitty-gritty, to roll up the sleeves and get dirty. But the question is, okay, what do I do? Where do I start? The reason I chose this topic is to lead you into, start you looking at Toastmasters.org. Toastmasters.org, if you haven't been on it, you should log into it, create a password for yourself, and for the first time you log in, it will tell you pretty much what to do. If you don't have a password or you lost your password, you put in the email address that you signed up with Toastmasters with, and they will send you a temporary password to get you started. Once you have that secured and you log in, I suggest taking a look around the tabs. One is about Toastmasters, one is education, one is membership, leadership central, resources, magazine, events, and shop, which is the Toastmasters store. Tonight we're going to focus on the research tab. And when you click the research or resource tab, I want you to look at logos, images, and templates. And I will also tell you you don't have to worry about taking notes too much if I go too fast. This is going to be recorded, and it will be available on the district website, d30toastmasters.org, under PR and Media. The MP3 file of this call will be there, so you can get all of that information I'm giving you on that site. So again, once you click on logos, images, and templates, to the left, well, what's going to happen is immediately a video will start, and it's all about leveraging the Toastmasters brand. Now, when you think about brands, we know some of the more popular brands like Kraft, Coca-Cola, Apple even. But a brand is not just a logo. A brand is an identity. It's a feeling that you get when you come across the company, the product, the service, or even the person. I have a business as a professional speaker, a motivational speaker, and my company is called Born to Speak to You. My email is also Born to Speak to You. So when people send me emails, they are automatically being introduced to my company. And the word two is always the number two. So it's Born, the number two, Speak, the number two, You. And that's the way that I promote my, one of the ways I promote my brand. The Toastmasters brand has been around 91 years now, 92 years. And again, it's not just the logo. It's about who we are and the promises that we make as a company. Who we are and why we matter. Toastmasters, the saying, the logo saying is a place where leaders are made. People get to know that saying and associate it with Toastmasters. It's a place where leaders are made. Coca-Cola, several decades ago, they had a slogan, and it was called, it was Coca-Cola, the real thing. A lot of people today still remember Coca-Cola is the real thing. It's the brand image that we have of Coca-Cola. 7-Up was the Un-Cola. A lot of people still remember that. So what we want to do is we want to try to keep in place and use as much as possible and promote the Toastmasters logo. Again, it tells who we are and why we matter. When you talk about brand imaging, the brand promise, you expect a tangible benefit, and what we're going to do for each member and how we're going to do it. Some of you may use the Toastmasters promise or mission statement in your club meetings. I would suggest, if you do not have that on your agendas, that every agenda that promise is read out loud, and you can even get the entire club to read that. That starts putting the seed of the Toastmasters mission statement in everyone's mind. It should be something that comes to mind easily, that you can quote easily. And visitors to your club can get to know that as well. So, back to the logos, images, and templates screen on Toastmasters.org. To the left side, you'll see the leveraging the brand, and that's the video, and some of what I just stated will be identified in that video. We all have seen the Toastmasters manuals. We see the pictures on the front of them. A lot of the pictures are used in Toastmasters pamphlets and flyers. You get to know the brand that way. Actually, those people that's posing for the pictures are part of the Toastmasters brand. In every picture that you see, you always see a Toastmaster banner, a Toastmaster logo on a podium, Toastmaster manuals visibly in all of Toastmasters websites, materials, manuals, flyers, pamphlets, and people get to know that. Now, a lot of clubs will want to have their own identity, and they will want to create their own logo. But it's kind of like when you think about McDonald's. McDonald's is the corporate parent company, and there's franchises of McDonald's underneath. But if a franchise owner was to change the logo of McDonald's, then people wouldn't know it's McDonald's. Same thing with Toastmasters. Now, you can have a club logo, that's fine, but somewhere incorporated in that should also be the Toastmasters logo in the Toastmasters recommended fonts, recommended colors, and you can find some of those on that same screen. It says logo and design elements that will tell you more about the different fonts, the different colors that's acceptable for Toastmasters materials. And when we move down to the brand and trademark usage, if you had a brand, you wouldn't want people to use your brand and your logo all willy-nilly and change the colors and put your branding on items, T-shirts, hats, whatever the case is, that you had not approved. Same thing with Toastmasters. You should not create bags, hats, apparels without getting Toastmasters permission. There's actually a form for trademark usage. If you click on that, you get the PDF of that form, and you can then write to them for permission for whatever project you're working on. Last year, they had a brand photo contest where members were asked to take pictures or videos, I believe it was, of them with Toastmasters magazines or paraphernalia and send it in. And they had a photo contest going on where the best picture won some kind of recognition. That contest, as far as I know, ended on June 30th. And I'm not sure if it's been renewed for July 1st, but you can find information about it on that logos, images, and templates page. The next tab is branded business cards. If you are a Toastmaster officer, in a club or in the district, you may want to have some Toastmasters business cards made up with the logo and the right coloring and all. If you click on that, what it brings up is a template where you can order your business cards online. It actually has different colors. One for the club business cards is blue, and then for the district business cards, it's that Toastmasters red color. And you can download the file. I believe you can actually buy the business card stock from like a Staples or a Walmart, load that into your printer, and you can print your very own business cards with the Toastmaster logo on them. The next tab is stationery templates. If you click on that, you get downloads where you can create club letterhead. You can create a club email banner. You can download agendas that can be used for club meetings or for club contests or for district contests. All you do is fill in the information on the side, usually the dignitaries. The center is place for the business at hand. If it's a business meeting, you put the agenda in there. If it's a club meeting, you put the club meeting agenda in there. If it's a contest, you put the contest information in there. And then you can print the club or district or contest agendas on Toastmasters logo stationery. Makes it very easy for you. You don't have to try to move things around. It's very easy to use, and it saves you a lot of time from trying to make it yourself. If anyone has any questions, you can send them to me right now at mail.com, mail.com, not Gmail, but mail.com. And we have one call in, one email in already from Michelle Kim, and she's wondering if I would be recording the call since she won't be able to attend. And the answer, I don't know if you're on the call, Michelle, but yes, we are recording it, and I will send that to Michelle as well. Going back to the logos, images, and templates screen. After the stationery templates, we have the marketing materials. These are different advertisements, hard copy advertisements that you can use, third page size, quarter page size, that to advertise your Toastmasters club meeting, your Toastmasters area contest, division contest, open house, whatever it might be, any special event. It also has brochures that you can view and I believe download, all about Toastmasters is the name of one of them. And if you look at it, you'll see several of the pictures. Some of them look very similar to some of the Toastmasters manuals. And every one, you can clearly identify that it is Toastmasters. I'm looking at one now. I see the podium. One is people around the Toastmasters around the table having a Toastmasters meeting. The manual is prominent. Another one is become a better leader flyer. It's great when you have the resources there to give to visitors. You can tell them about Toastmasters, but if they have something tangible to take away from that visit with them, especially if it has contact information, a phone number, the meeting days and times of the next meeting, that's all pertinent information that a visitor can use to help them as a resource find their way back to your club. It goes hand in hand, I feel, with the membership application. You should never give someone a membership application without giving them as well a flyer or a brochure, something that tells them about Toastmasters and the benefits that they can get. A lot of the Toastmasters pamphlets are in different languages. That one I just told you about, Become a Better Leader, is also in Portuguese. I believe it's in Chinese and some forms of the Russian language. A lot of the Toastmasters pamphlets, brochures, they're full-color promotional brochures. They target members who work in a corporate environment, stressing the personal and career benefits of participating in Toastmasters. Those come in different languages as well. You can click on the brochure and see it in some of the different languages. A lot of the brochures, if you go to the Toastmasters International store, up at the top of that home screen that says shop, you can look up brochures and other marketing materials that's available to you. And sometimes what they used to do at least a couple years ago is you could order a supply, maybe 10 or 20. They would ship to you for free. In general, they may cost 30 cents each, maybe up to 50 cents each, whatever the case is. But they also have monthly sales on different products in the store, so you definitely want to keep your eye out for that. And I'm going to check now and see if we have any questions coming in. I have one from Liz. Let's see what Liz. Oh, this is Liz Sacknoff. She's a VPPR from Look Who's Talking Toastmasters. Welcome to the call, Liz. Glad to have you. If anyone has any questions, the email address is born to speak to you at mail.com. So right now we're still looking at Toastmasters.org. We're going through the logo, images, and templates under the resource tab on the front there. And we're up to website templates. The majority of Toastmaster clubs uses Free Toast Host website. Free Toast Host is a web host that's exclusive to Toastmasters clubs and districts all across the world. There is another one that is being used more and more. It's called SpeakEasy. And honestly, I don't know much about it, but I do know that over the last few years, there's been updates made to Free Toast Host, and now it's a pretty good database. It keeps track of roles that you take in the meetings. There's membership management. There's management of dues. There's different letters that you can send out when someone goes to your club website and sends in an inquiry about your club. You get notice of that. Somebody can call them back, email them back. And I want to say also on that note, whenever someone visits your website and they send in an an inquiry, wanting to find out more about your club. Maybe they want to visit, want to know the age limit. Oftentimes people will be looking for something for their kids to do. Invite the parent to come. They can bring the kid along with them, and once they get there, just let them know that this is a club for adults and give them the age range, minimum age, and just treat them good and let them know what Toastmasters is all about. It's a good way to get a visitor in the door, and you may turn them into a member. Your website is the window that the outside world looks into your club. We're going to do a whole session in the weeks to come. One of the sessions is on your club website. But Free Toast Host is a good way to start getting that window open for the outside world to see and find your club. The instructions for downloadable club and district websites, mastheads, are all on the screen. There's a Google website setup guide in a PDF form. There's WordPress website setup form, and they're pretty easy to follow. And, of course, if you can't follow that, if you don't have a club website or you need help with your club website, you can contact your area director or your division director, and they can help you locate somebody in the district with the experience to help you. My wife often uses a phrase, it's like a catchphrase for her, and it is, you have not because you ask not. So always ask whenever you need help. As VP of PRs, you're not alone. You're one of seven officers in your club. And besides that, you have your area director to help you. And besides that, you have your district division director to help you. And besides that, you have me as your public relations manager. And again, we're going to talk more about websites on another date, but I wanted to let you all know where that website template is. So Toastmasters.org, resources, then click on logo, images, and templates, and fourth from the bottom, you see website templates. The next tab is logo and design elements. And there's a couple of different areas here. For example, logos, there's colors, black and white, grayscale, blue, burgundy. There's a Facebook-ready logo, JPEG. These are all branded materials that Toastmasters is saying that you can use. There's word marks in color and black and white. The solid rays, gradient rays, reverse rays, the Toastmasters tagline in different colors, blue, black, burgundy, and white is also on that screen. So that's another resource for you. Going back to logos, images, and templates, the next tag is professional images. And the tabs there, the zip files, high resolution images of leadership headshots. Of course, these are all stock photos from Toastmasters. Club meeting, high resolution images of different meetings going on, and in every image you have a clear view of the Toastmasters banner and the Toastmasters podium with the logo on it. For conferences, evaluations, networking, there's high resolution images you can use for that, as well as low resolution images. And these are all images that you can download and use on your flyers, your brochures. And the last item is trademark use request. That's what I was talking about earlier. When you want to create your own paraphernalia, whether it's bags, whether it's hats, whether it's Toastmasters apparel you want to put the brand on, there's logo do's and logo don'ts. Basically, this is a request to use the trademark. Okay? If you want to put Toastmasters logo and their trademark, let's say you want to make book covers, then you can fill out this application, tell them exactly what you want to do. There's contact information you'll have to put in, and they will either approve it or get back to you and tell you what you need to do to make sure that it follows the proper protocol for the Toastmasters branding. Okay? I just want to add one more thing before we check on the next emails, and that is that logos that are improperly used can dilute the brand. For example, I talked a little bit earlier about McDonald's. If McDonald's was to use different colors, change the M, put it on the side so it looks like a number three or whatever the case is, that kind of dilutes, that does dilute the McDonald's brand. Everyone knows the golden arches, right? Whenever you see that, if you can see that from a couple miles away, you can make out that's McDonald's. That's the place you want to go for good french fries and a burger. Well, same thing with Toastmasters. If you manipulate the logo, it dilutes the brand. So again, clubs are like franchises, and clubs should use the parent company's logo. Now, again, I'm not saying that your club cannot come up with their own logo that shows their individual identity. That is allowable. But somewhere in that, the Toastmasters logo should be shown as well. Okay? If you have any questions for me, please send them to me at BornToSpeakYOU@mail.com, M-A-I-L. So that's BornToSpeakYOU@mail.com. Okay? And when we talk about a strong brand promise, there's basically three goals that are encompassed in a strong brand promise. Number one, the brand promise must have a compelling benefit. And we all know that Toastmasters, being a place where leaders is made, helping people achieve professional and personal development is a compelling benefit. The second goal is that the brand promise must be authentic and it must be compelling. Credible. We know that Toastmasters brand is authentic and it is credible. They do what they say they are going to do. The third goal of a strong brand promise is that it must be kept every time. You can't have a promise of your brand and only do it 75% of the time. The Toastmasters program, if adhered to, does work. We all know people that have gone through the program, and as if you're a new Toastmaster, as you go through the program, you will see the benefits of it because Toastmasters does what it says it's going to do. All you have to do is follow the rules. And again, the best way to represent the brand is keep it consistent. Keep it consistent in its look, keep it consistent in its feel, and keep it consistent in its messaging. And that means marketing, the logo, the color, the fonts, always in place. So, we're coming up to the 7:37 mark, and I don't have any emails from anyone. Let me refresh my screen. And there's no emails. So I'm going to take the mute off for a second. Okay. This is a little different for me because as a speaker, I'm used to seeing faces out in the audience and getting the head nods on occasion. So this has just been me talking. There's only about 10 to 12 people on the line. So if anybody has a question, maybe you couldn't get to your email to send a question in. Does anybody have anything that they want to ask? One at a time, please. Okay, let me ask a question. Is there anybody out there that has started working on a Toastmasters speech contest in their club? Hello?
Yes?
Yes, has anybody started working on a Toastmasters speech contest in the club?
I've done some in the past.
Okay. Well, the contest season started July 1st, and I believe it goes pretty close to the end of August. One thing that you can do as VP of PR is advertise your speech contest in your club. How do you do that? Send a press release to your local newspaper, and you want to give them at least 2 weeks' notice in advance, and invite them to come out to the club contest. You might want to add if it's a newspaper, they'll usually send a reporter and a cameraman with them, and that's another perfect way to advertise your club. Somebody might see that and say, oh, they're doing good things over here. I might have missed the contest, but let me go check them out and see what Toastmasters is all about. So that's another thing that you can do. Has anybody in their club started talking about having an open house this year?
Oakbrook Speakers did one in January.
Okay, and how was the success rate of that?
Very successful. Not only did we increase membership, but we also came up with some additional ideas for how we would like to introduce our club and publicize our club a little bit more. Our club got very active on the social networking site Meetup, and we have seen incredible results as far as retention of membership, introducing new members, answering questions quickly, and it's been a great resource for people that don't always go to our general website. And we've been finding it very, very useful and helpful.
Okay, very good, very good. My home club, which is Beyond the Seas in Naperville, Illinois, we usually have an open house twice a year. We have one in the fall and another one in the spring. And we usually try to time it to be around the time when membership dues renewals are due. and we've had great successes with that. One thing you always want to try to do is get a keynote speaker. Now, you may say, well, I don't know that many people in Toastmasters. I don't know any keynote speakers, somebody that speaks well enough that would want to come to my club and do it for free. Trust me, there's a couple of hundred people in Toastmasters in our district that would love to be invited to come to your club and speak for 30 minutes, whatever the case, the timing might be, on a topic of your choice. And when you can advertise that, we'll talk about advertise, where to advertise in a minute, but that is a great boost to visibility for your club. Usually, I go to the speech contests. I go to the fall and spring conference. And for me, it's kind of like doing recon work. I'm listening to the speakers, but I'm also networking, seeing who is a professional speaker and who might be available to come to my club the next time we have an open house. And we have had some tremendous speakers, keynote speakers, come out to our club. And if your club doesn't have funds to give them some kind of a stipend, that's not a big problem, because a lot of us will work for food. If you have any kind of treats, water, snacks, sweets, cookies, sandwiches, whatever, you can usually influence a person to want to come. So, any other questions?
Kelvin, this is Jerry Phillips from N21 Area Director.
Yes, Jerry.
Can you maybe explain the difference between a demonstration meeting and an open house, or they kind of can be...
A demonstration meeting is a meeting when you're trying to get a club formed, when you're trying to get a club started. The people that are going to be in the club want to see, or should be shown, how a meeting takes place. What happens in the meeting, what table topics are, what the evaluation process is about. How the meeting is open, how the meeting is ended, that's a demonstration meeting. A open house is it's for an established club that has members already, and basically you want to show the outside world how a Toastmasters club, or what Toastmasters is all about. When you think of the word open house, just like when you are selling a property, you want to have an open house. You want to put on, you know, make sure it's nice and clean and tidy, and everybody knows what needs to be done to bring visitors in to show your property in the best light, in the hope that they might purchase it. Same thing with Toastmasters open house. You want to show your club in the best light, have a fantastic meeting, a lot of energy, be kind, warm, and open to your visitors in the hope that you can turn maybe a few of them into members. That's the difference.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But at the open house, don't they also want to know the meeting is like format, or can you?
Can you say that again? You kind of broke up there.
Sorry. At the open house, are the guests also interested in kind of what the format of the meeting might be? Ever discussed that at the open house?
Yeah, that is a definite possibility. What you might want to do is, as the meeting go along, explain why we do certain things. What table topics are, why we have table topics, why we shake hands, why we applaud when speakers come up to the podium and when they leave. Explain the evaluation process to them. So the answer is basically yes, Jerry. The only thing is you're doing it for an open house. It's a club that's established, and for a demonstration meeting, you're trying to show how Toastmasters work and run their meetings in the hopes of getting a club started.
Thank you.
Okay, does that make sense to you?
It does, but the lines get a little fuzzy to me in terms of the objective of both, but you can customize it to what your needs are, I think.
You definitely can. You definitely can. And the one of the differences in a demonstration meeting and an open house is the demonstration meeting will be experienced Toastmasters. They may not be speaking for manual credits. You may want to show somebody giving a dynamic speech and somebody making a less than dynamic speech to show the differences so that people can identify how Toastmasters can help them get to be a dynamic speaker, whereas the open house, for the most part, I guess you can change it to your own benefit, but generally it's to show the meeting in the best light, in the run as good as possible, again, in the hopes of turning that visitor into a member. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm always available to speak offline if I can help to find that any more for you, Jerry. But does anybody else have any questions at this time?
Yes, Mr. Ginson, having a theme for the meeting, could you say a little bit more about that? Because that was one of the things you had suggested on Saturday.
Having a theme for the meeting. A lot of I know some Toastmasters clubs that have a theme for each and every meeting where the members know what the theme is in advance and they kind of tailor their speeches to incorporate that theme. Of course, the big ones are around holidays and changing seasons and things like that. And it's a good thing. It's a good way to challenge yourself to write a speech, to memorize a speech for a specific occasion. Other Toastmasters clubs don't have a theme, but it's funny because a lot of times in my home club, we will not have a themed meeting, but all of the speeches that's given, you can find a common thread that ties all or most of the speeches. So themed meetings are a good thing, especially if you want to have an open house. You can advertise what the theme is.
Okay. And what about for table topics? I know that table topics are usually off the cuff, but do you ever have a theme for the table topics?
Table topics are off the cuff, but you can have a theme. You can do a theme, let's say, when it's Valentine's Day. You can have a theme about love, and the although the table topic speakers won't know what the questions are, they'll know that the topic is going to be around Valentine's, the holiday, or the event of Valentine's. So you can definitely do that with table topics. You can do that with the a theme for the meeting as well. You could even do it if you're thinking outside of the box. Why not do a theme every week that leads on a path? Like, for example, if you're a Toastmasters club in a corporate environment and there's a layoff that's coming. You can have a meeting built around the interview process. You can have a meeting built around writing resumes or things that happen with different resumes, how to send thank you letters, or how to use social media in order to find jobs, and that could be used in the theme of the meeting, and each week it could lead you up to a different path in that employment process, even after you get the job. The anxieties of starting a new job or working a new environment, that is a great speech right there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? All right, hearing none, I want to thank you all for spending close to an hour with me today. I'm always open for suggestions on how to make this call more beneficial. Again, it will be on the district website, and you all are invited to check it out. You can send me an email at any time. Again, that's Born to Speak to You, and the twos are the number two, at mail.com. Talk about pushing your branding, right? All right, so I want to thank you all for calling in. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and I will see you around the district, and you'll get notification of when the call will be for next month. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Thank you.